So good morning, Leo.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you going?
Pretty good, thank you. Now, what does the Australian Youth Affairs Coalition do?
So the Australian Youth Affairs Coalition is the national peak body for young people between the ages of 12 and 25 and the organisations who support them. So that means that we are the only representative organisation that is always arguing for the best interests of 4.3 million young Australians between those ages and the hundreds and thousands of people and organisations who work to support them.
Now, I believe the issue here is that you used to rely solely on government funding until Tony Abbott cut the funding. Has there been any other ways for your organisation to bring in these funds?
So AIAC was a government-funded organisation from 2008. In 2014, we did lose our funding from the Abbott government's first budget. Since that point, we've been relying on the reserves that we generated through things like conferences, and we have really had to slim down our operations. So we've been operating as a one-day-per-week organisation with the kind of meagre resources that we've had left available. We've been really proud with what we've been able to achieve in that one day per week. We've been invited to take part in some pretty big national policy discussions, including the National Reform Summit meetings. We've met with the Prime Minister and Cabinet colleagues about economic reform. We've met with the Council of Australian Government members about social and economic policy. Mm-hmm. We've been invited to appear at the Senate inquiry into social service legislation. And we've also now been recognised internationally by being invited by the Commonwealth Secretariat to join the Youth Development Index Advisory Panel. So we've been punching pretty well for the size of the organisation, but unfortunately it's got to the point now where we will be insolvent by the end of this year and we won't be able to continue offering our advice to government and representing young people and the really broad, diverse youth sector that supports them.
Now, how important is it to you and your organisation to get youth voices into politics?
It's incredibly important, and it's important because we work with young people who want to be heard within the democratic process. We work with young people as part of our board of governance and with young people who are part of our members and part of the membership of state and territory youth peak bodies, which also drive our organisation. Mm-hmm. And those young people are incredibly politically active. They're really interested in shaping, supporting and helping their communities, and they're really interested in being part of policy discussions at federal level. And they don't have a voice in that at the moment. There's no government mechanism to engage young people directly in policy making and policy discussion. We know that young people have lots to offer, and we have lots of young people working with us who want to be able to do that and just don't have an opportunity at the moment.
What would be the consequences for Australian youths and the wider society if your organisation was to disappear?
I think it would be it would have a really detrimental impact upon Australian democracy. You know, we have a fantastic democracy here in Australia, and we want to be involving more young people in that democracy. And the way to do that is to make sure that people are engaged in the policy-making process and make sure that they feel that they have a voice. And it's not just through the ballot box. That's a really important part of that process. But it's been involved in policy discussions in between, and it's being recognised by politicians and policymakers. And look, at the end of the day, if we're going to be relying on Australia's current young people to support the rest of us when we're in old age, and we have an ageing population, we're going to be relying on the younger population to support us and to drive economic growth. We need that younger generation to feel that they have a stake in the future of the country.
No, definitely, definitely. And just as a final question, Leo, if there's one thing you could say to Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull right now, what would it be?
I would thank the Prime Minister for his time when we've met with him previously and just appreciate the fact that we do appreciate the fact that he recognises the value that AIAC has added to the discussions that we've had with him. And I'd say that we want to continue to be able to adding that value and continue to be able to support his government and future Australian government to be able to engage successfully with young people to build a more prosperous Australia.
No, definitely, definitely. We will have to leave it there, unfortunately. But thank you very much for your time, Leo.
No worries, Lucy. Cheers.
Thank you.